Marty Foley on Today FM.
The mics aren't even on, lads. What kind of a shambles are you running in here now at all? Lock it down, Dempsey. Lock it down.
Foley, JP, how you doing?
You're good, man.
Never better.
Are we on? Yeah. Are we on?
We're live.
We're live, lads. We're live.
Oh, am I on?
Yeah, I think so, yeah.
Can you hear me, yeah?
Can you hear you?
Yeah, I can hear you. You're looking very cool.
Thanks, yeah. Thanks.
Don't try and butter him up before this.
Look like a PE teacher.
You're looking pretty sexy yourself, Ian Dempsey. Yeah, mayhem. We're in and we're crashing. It was, 2 o'clock in the morning where I woke up and I thought, oh, balls, we've got Ian Dempsey in the morning. Oh, God. I have no idea. How do you do it? How do you get up with the sun?
I know, yeah.
It's ridiculous. Whatever you're playing at, whatever you're taking.
I know, yeah.
Just keep taking the tablets. That's the one, isn't it?
I need a prescription for whatever it is you've been taking all these years. Are you ready for mayhem?
Yes. What are we going to do?
We were thinking, first of all, we were thinking...
By the way, I haven't invaded anywhere yet.
They're keeping you in reserve, the big dog.
Oh, is that what it is?
I think so.
Because they haven't told me anything about it.
It's like you wait for the dessert at the end of the meeting.
Ah, right, yeah, okay. Yeah.
Hang on a second. Yeah. Oh, we're on Wednesday already. He's done any.
Yeah.
What's that about?
That's weird. Yeah. Anyway, sorry. What are you going to do?
Have you protested?
What are you going to do to me?
Have you been whinging about it? Have you been like, this is nonsense? Well, we're thinking we want to do waffle, right?
Ah, for God's sake. Dave did that.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
I was raging.
Yeah.
I was spitting feathers. I woke up this morning and was like, I've got it. Waffle.
Yeah, but he had a cardboard cutout and everything at waffle.
He went
all the way with it, you know.
So I was like, what else? What else can we do? If only Ian had another quiz that he does. If only Ian has a quiz.
Yes.
A podcast, a successful podcast. Dempsey's Dozen.
Right.
By the way, what's the leaderboard situation on that?
You're not there, sorry.
But I was at the top, wasn't I?
John Duggan is now at the top.
Of course he is.
Stephanie Prisner. And Katja...
Maya from the 6 o'clock show, or formerly of the 6 o'clock show. Right, okay.
Yeah.
Well, we said we do... Dempsey's Dozen. We were trying to get one.
But nobody knows about that because I never talk about it on the radio.
Well, I'm talking about it.
Okay.
Check out Ian's podcast, wherever you get your podcast. It's called Dempsey's Dozen.
Thank you, Ray. Click in.
You can get it on Spotify.
Yeah.
Or brought to you via, is it on Acast or any of those?
It's all,
you can
check everywhere. It out.
Just search Dempsey's Dozen wherever you get your podcast. That's Dempsey's Dozen.
Thank you. Wherever you
get your podcast.
Okay.
So I thought I'd take your Dempsey's Dozen idea.
Yeah.
And I've come up with a unique version of it called
Ray's
Foley's 50, I was thinking.
All right, now this could take a while.
Well, just to explain the concept of Dempsey's Dozen, there's 12 questions in it. I'm doing one with 50 questions.
Okay.
On it. If we can, so it's going to take a while.
Okay.
But if you just bear with me, we'll see if we can get through all of them on the air.
Okay.
Foley's 50. 50 questions, one famous contestant. This is Foley's 50 with Ray Foley.
Right, here we go. 50 questions.
Ian has raised a useful point there.
What's the issue?
50 feels like a lot.
Yeah.
Charlie, the producer, is looking worried there.
Charlie's in a flap.
Some timing issues on this one. Are we going
Charlie's
to
get 42 now?
Realistically. Right,
okay. Yeah.
Can we have a chat with the Dave people and see if maybe we can go a little bit...
Mark Hogan's out there. He's sweating. He's going to know the traffic.
Yeah,
who's going to do the job?
What are we going to do?
What are we going to do about the job?
I think 50 was ambitious.
Will we do... What about Foley's 5?
Foley's 5. Five questions, one famous contestant. This is Foley's 5.
Yes, it is. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much. No round of applause or anything. What is this?
Yeah, what is this?
It's Foley's 5. It's an ingenious take on the copyrighted idea Dempsey's does. Here's what we're doing. I've got 5 questions for you.
Are you a clappy show.
Oh, I can't,
Ray
do
Foley.
I can't.
Do Ian, we're asking the questions now,
yeah.
Okay?
Yeah. Okay, you can settle down now. Yeah. That's not one of your 5. before we get into Foley's fight, the hot new game here on Today FM, we got to have a look at the leaderboard.
We haven't
had a 5 out of 5 actually in Foley's fight yet.
Okay.
No, we've got. I'm just looking at the quiz leaderboard here. We've a bunch of people on 2 out of 5. Bobby Kerr from Down to Business. He wasn't able to do the business in Foley's 5. Arthur Grunlian's there.
Yeah.
And Senator Francis Black on 2 out of 5. Whoa. Then on 3 out of 5.
Write that down.
If you got those, I've got them on the chalkboard. Then on 3 out of 5, we've got Dana Rosemary Scallon.
Right. I thought she'd do better.
We've got Tommy Fleming. This was last year.
Right, okay.
This is last year. Tommy Fleming.
He's
probably
back
better
he's
this
gone
year,
quiet.
Then, I'd
he's
say.
He's
Siva Kainswarren from The Wanted is on 3 out of 5. And James Patrice. Which one is he again? Is he the one, he's the one with the beard?
The beard, that's right.
And then on 4 out of 5, we've got Into leader Pather Tobin.
Yeah.
We've got Sosumi, Suzanne Jackson.
Yeah,
we've got a rugby player. We don't know which one.
He was in.
One of them.
Yeah, yeah.
And
Sean O'Reilly there at all?
Sean, no sign of Sean. She was unavailable.
She was injured.
We've got Agent to the Stars, Noel Kelly. And Brezzy, of course.
Brezzy, yeah, of course. Yeah,
why
yeah.
not?
All right, let's do it. Foley's 5. 5 questions. Let's do this thing.
Foley's 5. Question 1.
We put all the work in.
Yeah.
I don't need a cardboard waffle. All I need is some AI jingles.
Searching questions.
Question 1, Ian, are you ready to play?
Yeah.
How the hell do you do it? How long has it been? How long have you been on this shift? And how the hell do you do it?
Answer the question.
Respect the quiz.
You want the truth?
Yeah, damn
you
it.
You can't handle the truth.
Seriously, is it drugs? Is it caffeine? And are you prepared to undergo a urine test?
I am absolutely prepared to undergo a urine test. Have you got something here that I can
yeah. He's got it. He's whipped it out. This one's not for the Instagram. Genuinely, how do you do it?
I love it. And that's a bit of a corny answer, but I love it. And, you know, I'm not getting any younger, Ray. And sometimes I feel a little bit embarrassed that I'm still able to do this and I still want to do this, but I am enthusiastic. Now, that's probably not what you're looking for, but that is the truth.
Yeah. We're here only for answers,
okay.
And that is what we've got here.
He
loves it, and he's brilliant at it. Right, question 2, Ian Dempsey. This is a geography question for
right.
you.
Oh, right.
Where is Dee Forbes? the former Director General of RTE. We haven't heard from her in a while, and maybe with your media contacts. Do you have any idea where Dee Forbes
is? Well, I know that Dee Forbes is not in D4 anymore.
She is
in West Cork.
Oh, right,
and
okay.
She's got a lovely house down
there.
That's
not Doc's Dee.
I think we can give it.
Give me a ding.
Okay, fair enough. Yes.
Yeah, well done.
Ian's playing it to win it. Okay, question. Oh, hang on a second. I'm imaging for each question.
Oh no!
Sorry, question 3 then.
Foley's 5. Question 3.
I just skipped 2.
I'm afraid
to look at Charlie. Is he?
He's sweating bullets.
Poor old Mark is in tears outside. Our true or false round, Ian Dempsey.
Okay.
True or false? Teddy swims.
I've got to say false, okay?
You're wrong. He does actually
does
swim.
Does he?
Yeah, sorry about that.
It's clues in the name.
For a bonus question, for a bonus point, you can win it back. True or false? Luke Combs.
True, definitely true.
He does. We can give you that one then.
The hair on the beard.
We're on 3 out of 3 then.
Foley's 5. Question 4.
Ian Dempsey, we know you're a big David Bowie fan.
Thank you.
Jesus, where'd the cat come from?
There?
Jesus, that's Shauna's cat. Mother. Shauna. That's absolutely unnecessary.
It's all happening.
You wouldn't do that during Dempsey's Dozen, but of course you're in the middle of doing it during Foley's 5.
Respect the quiz.
Shauna, Jesus, respect the quiz.
Jesus.
Sorry, Ian.
Poor old Mark Hogan's having a conniption now.
Mark is dropping roads.
We can't do the roads.
Forget the roads. We just do the sponsor credit and leave it at that. Hi, I'm Mark. That's the traffic. Good luck. You're a big David Bowie fan.
Number four.
Yeah, this is number four.
Okay.
You're a big David Bowie fan.
Correct.
What is...
True.
What is... what is... slash was David Bowie's real name?
David Jones.
Is... Correct.
Yay.
Well done.
Finally, five. Question five.
This is it. This is the biggie.
This is for 5 out of 5.
For the 5 out of 5, we've never.
Oh, no. I got one wrong. Oh, I redeemed myself. Yeah, with the Luke Combs. Yeah,
totally. Yeah, yeah. Yeah. It's all legit.
Good. I like your format.
Question five. Hang on, that can't be right, is it? One, yeah. Two.
It's a tight ship.
What? Question 1, 2, 3. Four.
It's all handwritten as well. I normally type my ones out, but there you go.
Well, this is question four.
Is it?
Question one, how do you do it?
Yeah.
Question two, where's D Forbes?
Yeah.
Question three, true or false, Teddy Swims?
Yeah. Five, Bowie.
Question four, but Bowie. Oh, yeah, fair enough.
Yeah.
Question five, then.
It's very early for Ray Foley.
It's way too early. I don't know how you do it. Could you answer that one again? Question five.
Yeah.
The top 10 RTE highest earners for 2025 caused controversy a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah.
For your old employees after Derek Mooney had to be properly recategorised.
Yes.
The top 10 ranged, Ian, between Claire Byrne at the top, paid €280,000 a year.
Mm.
And the bottom of the top 10 was Dahi O'Shea on €192,000.
Right.
As we know, Today FM isn't a part of RTE,
yes,
so it doesn't have the Polish presenter
fees. So where
fees.
Would I be in the
So air? Where would you be in the top 10? We've got him by the balls. Answer the question. You have to answer the question or you forfeit the quiz.
Oh my God, this is for 5 out of 5.
Yeah, you're tied with Brezzy right now. This is the well, beat poor Brezzy.
I will never ever be as high as Claire Byrne.
Oh, there you go.
But maybe.
I'd say he was higher. He was. He's off the scale of the charts. Ian Dempsey.
Thank you very much.
Ray Foley on Today FM.